Alliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Total Alignment, Tools and Tactics for Streamlining Your Organization by Ria Skadam and Linda Kadam, performed by Scott Merriman. Blessed and happy is he that ariseth to promote the best interests of the peoples and kindreds of the earth. Baha'u'llah. Forward by Jose Antonio Fernandez Carvajal, Executive Chairman of the Board of Directors, FEMSA. Thanks to the dedication and the integration of a great group of people, the loyalty of our customers, and lots of work, FEMSA has now grown to USD 19.4 billion in revenues, with more than 265,000 collaborators. It is the largest beverage company in Latin America, the fastest growing and most profitable retailer in Latin America, and the largest bottler for Coca-Cola worldwide. I had the good fortune to run this company as CEO from 1995 to 2014, and currently serve as the executive chairman of the board of directors. When I was invited to speak about leadership at the Stanford Graduate School of Business a few years ago, they asked me to discuss my approach to leadership. Two things have helped me a lot. The first was a lesson I had learned early on in my career from my father-in-law. He insisted that the key to success in our business was controlling our commercial agenda regarding the products we were selling in Mexico. It helped me understand that leaders must constantly understand and control the key operating factors of any project or any enterprise. The second is related to the concepts in this book you are reading. When I became the CEO of FEMSA, a very important achievement was that I learned how to respect my team's decisions. I had to control myself not to impose my decisions on my team. If you want someone who reports to you to be responsible for what he does, you can advise him, ask him, suggest to him, hint to him, but at the end, let him decide. Obviously, he knows that if he fails, he can be blamed and will be responsible. But if you impose any decision, you are first protecting him, and second, you end up being responsible for what will happen. Closely related to this aspect of leadership are some concepts that have helped me as CEO of FEMSA in different stages. Encourage teamwork. Focus on being people-oriented. Conduct strategic and deep analysis of situations and contexts. Focus on long-term growth. Exercise financial caution. These and many other ideas are developed in Total Alignment. I was fortunate to read Ria Skadam's first book, One Page Management, when I had just been appointed as the CEO of FEMSA. Ria's company had been implementing the concepts from this first book at Bancomer, Mexico's second largest bank. After reading the book, I was eager to have contact with Ria. We met in my office. The process of alignment and transformation within FEMSA began with an off-site session of my executive team. We all flew to Houston, Texas. With Rias's help, we reviewed our mission, vision, and values. We were captivated by looking forward to what FEMSA could become in the future, and were thrust into the process of analyzing how to reach that vision by adding more value to the organization. We have now far surpassed the vision we had created with him. Employment has increased 7 times. Revenue has increased 21 times. EBITDA has increased 16 times. And market value in U.S. dollars has increased 14 times when comparing numbers from 1996 to 2016. Contacting Rias to help us implement the concepts of this book in FEMSA was critical for our growth. We needed a unified language to be able to understand and measure our progress, and we required full agreement on what were our critical success factors for each and every member of the team. Rias helped enormously in doing that. He introduced the process of using his methodologies and solutions to transform the way we operated by forcing us to work as a team. Our implementation of Total Alignment, known as TOPS at the time, took some time to be implemented, especially because we had to convince the team at the beginning. But now we all agree that it worked extremely well, and that it helped us unify and align ultimate goals for the company, impacting positively several key factors: productivity, teamwork, flexibility, and communication. Many concepts in this book you are reading, including vertical review and critical success factors, are now part of our culture. Here are a couple of ideas for entrepreneurs who dream of turning their projects into a large company. First, know that your small business can become big. Big businesses often ignore small businesses, saying it takes as much effort to run a small or large business, so why bother with a small business? I say that a small business can become a big business if you put passion into it and organize with a great team. We did that with OXO and grew it from 350 stores to over 15,000. Sometimes it is even better and easier to make a small business large and create value. Second, what you need to do first, and forgive my insistence, is to form a great team. And to keep and develop a great team, you need discipline, transparency, and communications. All of these can be achieved through total alignment. Read this book from cover to cover. It will positively change your thinking on managing any kind of enterprise, project, or organization. The wealth of knowledge and experience put forth in it bolsters my already high confidence that companies with great teams that are fully aligned can contribute to the well-being of the worldwide community, creating a lot of value and becoming truly great.